I believe His Majesty would prefer me to conform to His will and keep peace of soul while attending to my interests to such charity as this. If this person cannot resign himself because God has not raised him so high in virtue, well and good. Let him know that he is wanting in liberty of spirit. Let him beg our Lord to grant it him and be rightly disposed to receive it. Another person has more than sufficient means to live on. When an opportunity occurs for acquiring more property, if it is offered him, by all means let him accept it. But if he must go out of his way to obtain it, and then continues working to gain more and more, however good his intention may be, and it must be good, for I am speaking of people who lead prayerful and good lives, he cannot possibly enter the mansions near the king. Something of the same sort happens if such people meet with contempt or want of due respect. God often gives them grace to bear it well, as he loves to see virtue upheld in public and will not have it condemned in those who practice it, or else because these persons have served him faithfully, and he, our supreme good, is exceedingly good to us all. Nevertheless, these persons are disturbed and cannot overcome or get rid of the feeling for some time. Alas, have they not long meditated on the pains our Lord endured, and how well it is for us to suffer, and have even longed to do so? They wish everyone were as virtuous as they are, and God grant they do not consider other people to blame for their troubles and attribute merit to themselves. You may think, my daughters, that I have wandered from the subject, for all this does not concern you. Nothing of the sort occurs to us here, where we neither own nor wish for any property, nor endeavor to gain it, and no one does us any wrong. The instances I have mentioned do not coincide exactly, yet conclusions applicable to us may be drawn from them, which it would be neither well nor necessary to state.